All right, every Tuesday here at WGN is Tech Tuesday. We normally talk to Bridget Carey at this time, but Bridget, because Wendy's having a knee replaced, is having sympathy pains. Her knee is hurting her. So in her place, Scott Stein, senior editor for CNET. How are you, Scott? Everything good? Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
you. There you are. How are you?
Hey, great. Yeah, I'm doing well. Good to be on.
Hi, Scott. How's your knee? Is your knee okay?
Your knee okay?
My knee's all right, hopefully.
That's good news. Yeah. We ask all of our guests that, yeah. Scott. Mm-hmm. Don't feel special.
Both of them are okay. Both of them are okay.
All right. This is the busiest time of the year for tech stuff because everybody's trying to decide what they should buy and what they shouldn't buy. Are tech sales at an all-time high right now in 2017?
Yeah, I mean, we saw a lot of interest on our site for people shopping around for deals, even more so than normal. So I think that there was a lot of interest in looking around, seeing what sales could be had. There were a lot of different things going on sale, and it also just feels more and more like the products get announced like throughout the year. So we're still covering big things that are dropping in December.
A lot of wearable technology, right? That whole concept that your watch is now your phone, and it's now the one who tells you if you're on the verge of having a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's making a bit of a comeback, or it's been growing in the sense that it's sticking around. Exactly. Companies like Apple are looking at adding phone features, and other companies have been doing like Samsung have been doing that already. But I think it's a revisiting of that. And yeah, a couple of different pushes towards increasing how healthy or how medically aware these watches can be. Heart has been a big focus. Apple and Fitbit have been looking at various types of heart rate studies. Apple just launched one with Stanford that you could opt into that's trying to check for arrhythmia, you know, in ways that the Apple Watch can maybe note that. And then we've even started to see a couple of companies that are beginning to branch into FDA-cleared accessories. There was one that I looked at a little while ago that is a heart rate band that is an EKG.
Oh,
so
wow.
That one's FDA cleared, and you can attach it to the Apple Watch. You have to subscribe to the service, but the company AliveCor, they already make little devices like this, and it's more medically accurate for pinging to check for arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation.
So yeah. What's this GymKit Apple Watch? Is that an app for the Apple Watch, or is that a new Apple Watch?
Yeah, so this is a whole new area that Apple's pushing into in actual gyms. So there's no app. All Apple Watches with the latest OS update, 4.1, will be able to use it. But if you have a gym that's updated its equipment, what you basically do is tap in with an Apple Watch, and it instantly syncs with the gym equipment and then shows all of your fitness data on the screen, but it's coming from your watch, and then it's syncing instantly down to your watch, even without a phone. So it's pretty cool. It's basically a way to take all that data on your gym equipment and make sure it comes with you and be able to have that recorded as a session and not have to, like, worry about putting your hands on the heart rate stuff. So I tried it out with one treadmill. There's one place in North America that has it right now in New York. But the idea is that there are a couple of fitness centers, Equinox, another one that I wrote about on the site. I can't believe I just forgot the name of it. But they are expanding some of it. The point being that many gyms are not going to have this, and you have to be able to have technology in the equipment that's going to sync up to the Apple Watch.
Scott, you know what the best part is about all this wearable technology is every conversation I've had with anybody over the last 6 to 8 months, they tell me how many steps they've gotten in that day. That's fun to know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. And then I can't wait for it to start getting to the point where people get into, like, average heart rate and things
right.
like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming. Any minute. That's coming.
No more putting your two fingers on your pulse during a robot,
no.
Right?
Those days are over. Let's talk video games for just a little bit. Even Nintendo must be shocked at how many of the Nintendo Switches they've sold over the last three quarters of a year. 10 million, is that right?
Yeah, 10 million in 9 months. So that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, that's a large number. And this system has just been a huge success this year in terms of sales, in terms of how people have been reviewing it, and just in terms of how many great games there are for the system. It was a big comeback story for Nintendo, and then some of the best games of the year came out on that platform. And I think it's going to influence the industry inevitably because Nintendo does this, back with the Wii, when they started making that console with these little motion controllers,
mm-hmm.
suddenly that spawned a whole bunch of stuff where people were trying to create motion controls and sensors and family games. I think we may start seeing more devices that try to connect to the TV and go with you on the go and become modular like the Switch.
We only have a minute or two, Scott, but I'm curious. When my wife and daughters asked me what I wanted for Christmas this year, I was very seriously thinking about saying a virtual reality headset. However, in almost every review I read of all the virtual reality headsets, they all kind of hinted at the fact that they're good now, but they're going to get even better in a couple of years. Is this the kind of thing we should wait on, or is this the kind of thing we should jump for?
Yeah, don't spend a lot if you're going to do it. I understand totally. I think if you are ready to accept the limitations now and you get a sale, PlayStation VR, I think, was on sale for $200. If someone had the money, that's not a bad deal. If you get one that connects with your phone and is free or costs $100, you know, you have a Samsung phone or a Daydream phone from Google, that's fine. But it is going to change, and I think that you're going to see a lot of announcements next year. You're going to see a continual shift, and you don't want to be left in the dust. So, you know, you can tell all the companies talk about how VR in particular is still a moving target. There's a lot of ways you could sense the environment around you and even blend VR and AR that are coming soon. So it's not like a phone. It's not like a laptop where I think those have become, or a TV, those kind of hit a stable.
They leveled off, yeah.
They leveled off. I think we still have yet to see a lot of stuff. So as exciting as it is, just be ready for the idea that you're kind of renting that moment for now. And I don't know what's coming, but it's inevitably going to be, I think it's really about tracking what's around you more.
Sure.
So that, you know, like, you know where a table is, or you can, even it can start to blend that environment together. That's going to be coming.
Well, one of the recommendations for one of the ones I was looking for said you need an open space that's 6 feet by 8 feet. And I thought, well, who has that? That's a lot of space to just have open so you don't crash into something.
That's a good point.
It's a ton of space. You can get away with not having that much, but it depends on the game. You know, HTC Vive, which is a very open kind of holodeck feel, you set up the space. A lot of these games, you set up boundaries, and you can set it where you're just sitting down, but then you have to check the games that are just designed for that. I would still say that you could play a lot of these games standing in a smaller spot, but because these systems all have very bad awareness of what's around you and you're blinded, you really have to make sure it's clear because you don't know if you're going to bump into a chair, you don't know if you're going to bump into a sofa, and, you know, somebody's walking by, you don't want to trip over them. That's still a problem.
That's the game I wanted to buy, too. It's called Bump Into the Sofa. Is that one of their top-selling games?
Super fun.
That's got to be fun.
Fantastic.
Scott, great talking to you.
Don't break your knee. Yeah.
No, I got to be very careful.
Well, we got a guy for that.
Yeah, we're covered. We're so covered on that. Great to talk to you, Scott, and we hope you have a great holiday, and we appreciate you doing this last minute, filling in for Bridget.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you too. Have a great holiday.
That's Scott Stein, everybody, the senior editor over at CNET. Visit CNET.com for all your tech needs. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show.
Anna Belaval.
Can you say it for me one more time, Anna?
Anna Belaval.
Right. That's what's coming up next. Stick around. It's Bill and Anna on WGN.